disagree with my parliamentary colleague across the aisle, Walton Brown, about the need for immigration reform, and it's something that he has been called for a very long time. We have seen evidence of amending legislation piecemeal by the whole PRC loophole and people being granted status, which was an unintended consequence. And so I think that this piece of legislation is something that we actually do have to work together on both sides of the aisle, because it's so important and it affects all of Bermuda. It is a piece of legislation that people are very passionate about, because it is, you know, Bermudians feel that their birthrights are being taken from them. They feel that their rights are being taken from them, and they're unhappy, and we need to listen to their voices, and we need to listen to what they're saying. So I agree that we do need wholesale reform. We do need to listen, and we do need to come together and work together on this. The government is in a catch-22 situation. We're trying to stimulate the economy. We're also trying to amend legislation to bring about that economic stimulation without creating offense. People are scared. I understand the fear. I've been in a situation where I've seen the Belka man come turn off my lights, where I borrow money from people and then I don't answer the phone because I can't afford to pay them back. And the fear is real. People don't have jobs. It's humiliating not to be able to pay your bills. It's humiliating not to be able to pay your rent or put... You know, I can't imagine sending my child to school because I can't give them any food. I can't imagine coming home and not being able to feed my child because I can't afford to, or because I don't have a job, or because I can't get financial assistance. And I think that at the risk of getting my knuckles wrapped, as a government, we need to listen to... what the people are saying. You know, I don't know how many people have children here, but when you have a baby, there are times when that baby cries and you think, oh, the baby's wet or they're hungry, and there's no urgency in picking them up. But then there's a time when that baby cries and you know you better go and get that baby, and you know you better pick it up, and you know you better listen to it. And the people are saying to us, we need you to hear us. People don't get up and march just because that's what they want to do. They're saying, I need for you to hear me. I'm hurting. I have a voice, and I want you to listen. I think that what we have been tasked with as a government is a very difficult job. I think that people are tired of hearing that, oh, it's the PLP's fault. We've gone past that. We've been in the government for 2.5 years now, and we need to come up with some viable solutions. We need to work together. We need to stop saying that we want to collaborate and actually do it. We need to stop practicing personal violence and vendettas against each other. We need to stop talking about each other and truly come together. We are here to be leaders of this country. We stand up every morning on Fridays, and we turn around and we face out and we say the Lord's Prayer, and then we turn into demons. I don't mean to offend anybody, and I don't want you to take it that way, but we are here to lead. We are here to be by example. We're not going to be here forever. I don't know any young people that are interested in getting in politics because they're very unhappy about the way we are governing ourselves, first of all, and this country. And it's embarrassing. It's humiliating. And we should not be up here saying the things that we're saying to each other or doing the things that we do to each other. We are adults. We got into this because we want to do things for this country to take Bermuda forward. That's why I got elected. I didn't get up here to come up here to talk about my fellow colleagues across the aisle. That's not my intention. There are people in this country that are hurting, and we are being distracted by nonsense, because we don't want to come together and do the things that we are supposed to do. Yes, the Westminster system is divisive. We can be different. You know, last week we collaborated on legislation. This week we've collaborated on legislation. Why can't we do it all the time? This whole thing about the government has its way and the opposition will have its say. Foolishness. We need to come together and work together as a total unit. We cannot continue to be divided by racism and white supremacy and all those kind of things. Yes, they do exist. They do. But we can't build a condo and live there anymore. We have got to move forward. And you cannot move forward continuing to look back. It's not going to work. We will never make any progress. I don't deny that segregation existed. I don't deny that the union was a very important move. It was necessary. It was needed so that people would sit up and pay attention to blacks, to women, and to the rights of the people of this country. And it needed to happen. But now we need to move forward, because to continue to live there means that we have not made any progress. And there are people who made great sacrifices for me to be standing here as a black woman, for all of us to be in this house. And so we need to acknowledge that and move forward and not get stuck in the rhetoric. And just thank you for allowing me to say that wasn't intended. That wasn't what I wanted to
say. Sorry, I don't remember.
Mr. Speaker, if we can stimulate the housing market, income will be recirculated back into the economy. We're looking at real estate commissions. We're looking at legal fees, stamp duty, bank loans, moving expenses, furniture sales, landscapers, Belco, Telco, cable, groceries. It will generate.